Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Tip on About MGM Network on a Wednesday. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up, Best Bets, Dogster. Chelsea, I don't know if you ever feel like that we're living in a simulation, but I do a lot because I have those moments where I'm like, what is going on here? Am I like a more advanced version of The Sims and somebody's messing with my head? So I was in a lift yesterday and I had my earbuds in and I was on ChatGPT. And I have tried all of the chatbots. I have my different opinions about each one. Claude, ChatGPT, Gemini. Now even Amazon has Alexa Plus out. So if you see your devices upgrade at home and they're getting smarter, that's why. What else do we have? I mean, they're all over the place. So I'm on ChatGPT and all of a sudden I hear a news story that says, why people who engage with chatbots are now experiencing different types of psychosis. And I was like, what? I'm like, am I crazy? I had like WTOP or something. I was listening to like news radio. I'm like, wait a second. Psychosis? And so they went to commercial break and I came back and I had to listen. I'm like, am I crazy? And I don't know it because this came on while I was in ChatGPT just going back and forth. Fortunately, once I listened to the story, I was like, okay, I don't fit any of these symptoms. Like people who have cut off their families, who only talk to chatbots and that's it. Don't talk to their friends like they're totally isolated. I don't do that. But it was a weird moment when I'm doing it and then I hear about it.
Well, first of all, I've never heard of Claude.
Yeah.
What is that attached to?
It's from the AI company Anthropic. That is their chatbot.
That's very in the weeds. I've never even heard of that one. We need one that's like for every demographic. We need one for like people here in the South. It's like named Jeff.
Jen.
As like a Southern accent. They got to pander to everybody, right? Like, why aren't they doing this already? But it is funny that you bring this up because I was getting my hair done yesterday at my neighbor's and she has an Alexa. And so apparently there is an upgrade with Alexa where now it is more conversational.
It is.
Instead of just giving an answer, she will go into something else where it's not just like, hey, Alexa, what's the weather today? It's not like, you know, 62 degrees. It's like 62 degrees. I'd suggest that you pack a light jacket or a sweater. How are you feeling today? It's like, I didn't ask for that. So like my neighbor is worried because her 7-year-old son has been having these conversations with Alexa. And she's like, I don't want you to be excited to tell Alexa things. Because like he was like, I can't wait to tell Alexa that I made this car. And she's like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is weird. We need to stop this immediately.
Yeah, I'm torn because Alexa was really dumb. like really dumb. You'd say, hey, Alexa, play songs by Taylor Swift. And there'd be a pause and you'd hear, here is how Mother Kangaroo feeds her Joey. And you'd be like, what are you talking about? It's not even close to what I asked. But now it's just the opposite where you say, hey, what's the weather today? Oh, it's going to be a perfect 65-degree day. I'd suggest a light jacket. You're going to love it. And so Catherine heard this and goes, hey, Alexa, what if I don't love it? This isn't great weather for me. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I assumed you'd enjoy it. So she has upgraded in a big way, but you're spot on where now you're having these conversations back and forth, back and forth. It's really crazy.
I think especially with kids, because like I think most adults kind of know the difference. But I don't know. You see these headlines of people who are like, I'm going to marry my Alexa. And you're like, wow, humanity is still screwed. So there are people out there who like need these guidelines as well. But like, especially for kids, because like they don't know any better. And like, think about it. If it's tough for a child to make friendships, because sometimes it is when you're growing up and it's scary to talk to new people.
Sure.
You're like, why wouldn't I just be friends with Alexa? And you're like, no, that's not how the world works.
I don't want that to be the case. Even yesterday, I actually switched. I was on ChatGPT for a while, and now I'm a Claude guy. I was tired of chat. And here's how they get you. Yeah, here's how they get you, whether it's Gemini, Claude, Grok, whatever, is that they keep prompting you with questions. And that's fine. Like, sometimes I have a follow-up question, but that's all to engage you, right? Like, let me keep asking you this. Do you need this? What about this? Do you need this? And it just it's this endless cycle. Where sometimes I'm not looking for a prompt every single time we finish a correspondence. Correspondence, like I'm off at war. Dear ChatGPT, I've missed you. But we have this give and take, and then like I don't need another prompt, but that's part of the engagement.
It's just weird to me. Like, I don't even use Siri on my phone because I feel stupid talking to my phone, so I just don't do it. Like, if I want to do something, I can type it in my phone. Like, I don't get the premise of like, I guess you guys have it, like the Alexa and like the Google Home or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to talk to inanimate objects. Like, I feel like that is a level of crazy that like, I'm already crazy and like, let's reserve that one for later.
Fair. I don't blame you. I will get into that to a point and I'm like, all right, it's like anything else. You know, everything in moderation. So I totally understand that. Coming up next on Bet Sweats, who knows? Joe O, Sammy P, having a good time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're set for the World Series as well. Man, D-Day, 3-0 yesterday on his best bet, so we'll probably have to get in his ear and find out what he is betting on. Bravo, sir. Bravo. Well done. But let's find out what we have on the card tonight.
Time to place your bets.
We're going baseball tonight. What do you got?
Yeah, let's continue to play the hottest hitter in the postseason, and that is Vladdy Jr. of the Toronto Blue Jays. So I'm going to go over his hits, runs, and RBI set at at 1.5. We're going to hit the over for -103, almost even money, because lest I remind you, Vladdy Jr. is hitting .419 this postseason with an OPS of 1,300. So even if they walk him tonight, which they might, he's been walked some in the series, if he gets on base and somebody hits him in and he scores a run, this counts for this bet. And here's the thing. If he hits a home run, this bet is cleared in one swing of the bat. And we have seen this from Vladdy Jr. We saw it last night I'm not saying that he needs to hit a home run in every single game, but it would be fitting because it does feel like he is the face of the franchise, and he has been carrying this team with the momentum that we saw last night. And plus, he's faced Blake Snell quite a bit, 12 at-bats against Blake Snell. And we saw last time around that Blake Snell is hittable when the Blue Jays batters make him work for it and make him throw a bunch of pitches. So I think the matchup is good. Vladdy Jr., the best hitter right now in baseball. So let's continue to ride that. Over his hits, runs, RBI, over 1.5 for -103.
All right, Chelsea. Let's get it. Let's get a dub tonight. All right, here's what I'm going to do here. I feel kind of lame making this bet because all the money is coming in on the Dodgers tonight, and I'm going to go with LA here. I just don't believe that the Raptors, come on. Frankly, I just don't believe the Blue Jays can get to Blake Snell in back-to-back games, back-to-back appearances at least, right? He got shelled in game one against the Blue Jays. He gave up 5 runs. And here's the thing. That was tied for his worst outing of the season, which was back in early September when he gave up 5 runs to the Pirates. Since then, he has been on a roll until this last outing, right? What happened when he got shelled against Pittsburgh? Went on to throw 13 consecutive shutout innings. So when you have a Cy Young award-winning pitcher, when you have someone who has the stuff that Blake Snell has, I just believe after a bad outing, what you're going to get is that positive regression. I think we see that tonight. And look at what he has done in L.A. this season. 5-1 overall, a 1.17 ERA. He has struck out 48 batters in 38 and a third innings. And also, look at the Dodgers' bats as well. Only had 6 hits last night, 2 runs. It's really hard to shut down a lineup this talented in back-to-back games. I think they get on the right side. I think Blake Snell gets back on track. I'm going to play Dodgers -1. It's -155, a little juicy. Would also recommend Dodgers on the run line if you don't want to lay that juice. Going to be a public side, but I think it's the right side after that Blue Jays win last night.
I do think the best argument for the Dodgers tonight is that you look at the Dodgers' bats, like you said, and it feels to me like they are too good of a lineup to only score 2 runs. Like, I just think that we see something better from them tonight. And Trey Savage has given up some runs. And at some point, like, I do think this kind of plays into the over as well, is that these batters have seen a lot of these relievers a lot already. Yeah. That's what happens when you have an 18-inning game thrown in there. So as the series goes on, the advantage goes to the hitters when you keep seeing the same arms over and over again. So I don't know how it's going to go once the bullpens come into the mix, but I do think we see some runs scored, and I do think we see a better effort from the Dodgers lineup tonight. Like, I don't think we see another game where Ohtani is just not even in the mix, because it's crazy. He went from being on base 9 times the game before to last night being not much of a factor at all.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you. So before we get to the dogster, do you have a lean we should know about?
I think that's going to be it. Like, I think last night when I was watching the World Series, I was thinking that the World Series next game was not going to be until Thursday. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to bet on the NBA tonight. So I started doing research for that, but like, I don't want to. So not even a lean in the NBA. I do not want to bet on the NBA.
Fair enough. Understand that completely. All right, before we wrap things up, guess who's here and back and ready to go? It is the Dogster. Dogster, what's going on?
I've been watching the World Series, and Shane Ohtani is awesome.
Oh.
Who is Shane Ohtani?
He's the greatest baseball player I've ever seen.
But you know it's Shohei Ohtani, right? Where'd you get this name?
It's from the chatbot I use, ChatGPT.
Oh, well. Okay. Now it all makes sense. We gotta log you off. Do you at least have a bet?
Rockets, -5.5 at the Raptors.
Okay. Well, don't feel bad, Chelsea. Could be on ChatGPT. That's not the way to go.
I wasn't even sure if we could say that word on air, but listen, you just said it twice, so.
It's a chatbot. It's difference. If as long as you put bot on the end, it's okay. It makes it all okay. That's going to do it for this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. At least I hope so. It's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. Always appreciate spending your morning with you. It's the Midweek Edition. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow at 6 a.m. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.